screen. Live 95 Helping Limerick Children 2023 is underway, and our partners, Limerick charity Carrie, are launching their Fit February fundraising drive. Carrie provides vital services to families and children at risk, and Fit February allows people to improve their health and support children affected by trauma. And Carrie's head of therapy, Emer O'Neill, joins me on the line now. Hi, Emer, how are you?
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Good. So tell me more about this.
So we're looking to start a two separate business initiatives to raise essential funds. We want to take a healthy approach to fundraising this February by encouraging people to get fit. And I suppose while you're getting fit, you're also supporting us in the work that we do and supporting children who are at risk and in need in Limerick.
I'm tired even reading about this. 5K a day, what's that about?
So 5K, it's 5K a day your way. So it's, you know, you can walk, run, swim, kayak, whatever you want. It's really your choice. And we're really looking forward to people putting up or sending us in pictures of different things that they're doing. But it's your choice.
Right. So if somebody, you know, because it is a bit of a commitment, obviously, across an entire month, if someone doesn't quite manage 5K a day, you're not going to be standing there with a stopwatch, I presume.
No, not at all. You know, it's about supporting us and getting out and, you know, getting some air and getting fit. So absolutely not. We won't be standing there watching that you've done 5K.
Well, thankfully, Emer, we're at the end of January. Tomorrow's the 1st of February. And, you know, traditionally was the beginning of spring. Things have altered a little bit, I suppose, since then. And we have a bank holiday weekend to come to. So it's probably a good time for people to be thinking about this. And then you have a spin-a-thon.
Oh, yeah. So that's the second initiative. So towards the end of February, on the 25th of February, it starts then at 12 p.m. and finishes on the 26th of February at 12 p.m. So the idea is that we're looking for companies to sponsor €200. We'll allow four staff members to take part for 15 minutes per person. So it's like, and it'll be held here in Carrie's car park.
Okay, so that's not quite the level of commitment then. It's 15 minutes and 15, and then it passes to another company after an hour. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, but it kept going. Is it going to run at night time as well?
Yeah, 24 hours is
right,
the whole plan.
Right through the night, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we really need people to get out and help us and support us.
And Emer, lots of people, if they haven't been in there, will have passed Carrie's Limerick HQ on the Ennis Road, won't they?
Absolutely, yes, they will have. Yes.
So how much does it cost then to run the important services of Carrie, Emer?
Well, that's a really good question, Joe. You know, it really depends on, children and family using our service. So it can cost over 10 grand per child and family for a year's therapy.
10,000 for the year?
Yeah.
And I presume some children will be in therapy for longer than 12 months.
Absolutely. And I suppose this is the whole point, isn't it? It's I suppose what we do here in Carrie is we go with the child's pace, what they need. Because we're dealing with child sexual abuse, you know, we can't rush this. You know, children have felt very unsafe for a very long time. So we need time to be able to develop the relationship and for children to trust us and be able to allow us to enter into their world where there has been fear and a lot of upset and overwhelmingness.
And we're chatting to Carrie's head of therapy, Emer O'Neill, and there's been a 36% increase in referrals to Tusla in the last 5 years in this area.
Yes, absolutely. And I know our own waiting list has increased. And I suppose this is the point we have. We work with children as young as three. And due to our waiting list, they could be waiting, you know, over a year, 2 years, and even 3 years and above. And that's not okay. We want to be able to respond. We want to be able to talk to children and give support to them and their family as and when they need. Mm-hmm. So we need people to get out and get fit with us, run, walk, do the spin-a-thon and get behind us and support us. And I know Limerick has been really, really good because over the years they have really supported us and we really appreciate it and we're so thankful. And again, I suppose we're asking them, please support us.
And does Carrie need more therapists to help with children at risk?
Absolutely. And I said that's a part of the more therapists we have, the more we can reduce our waiting list. So yes, we need more therapists. And we need the funding to be able to do that, Joe.
Right. And where do you get the therapists from, Eber? Do you run recruitment campaigns or...?
We do, yeah. So you can, so we would advertise really on like active links, or we would also advertise on our website, and people can send their CVs in to me as well. But we're looking for people who, you know, who are psychotherapists, a child and adolescent play therapist, family therapist. We also have had on our Instagram, I think we put up something there around people looking to volunteer as well. Because we also, not even just the therapy, we need people from the fundraising department as well to give us a hand as well. We're looking for volunteers. Anybody that could help us, we really appreciate it.
Okay. And presumably, you know, it's like any sector, I suppose. There is always competition, you know, for people with those skills. They are being looked for by other organisations too.
Yes, and there is a demand, so there is. But you know what? It's also about sometimes people want to be able to help children and children who have been impacted by CSA, because I think therapists understand that the level of trauma that is impacted on them and their family, children and their families. So while there is a demand, we're hoping that people, you know, want to get behind Carrie and support us and work with us because it is a lovely, while the work can be difficult, it is so worthwhile as well, having children come in and, you know, at the end of a session, they hugging you and smiling and walking out the door.
Sure, of course.
So, like...
Right. Well, look, anyone can register for the 5K a day your way and can choose their own activities. So the website is carrie.ie/5K a day, and you're asking participants to donate €1 a day for 28 days. And there's an option to donate more when you complete the reg form, and then the spinathon as well, happening at the end of February in Carrie's car park, and you get more on that too on carrie.ie, and we look forward to having the Live 95 Shadows there on that day for the spinathon, as well as part of Live 95 Helping Limerick Children 2023. It's underway, helping our charity partner Carrie. Eimear O'Neill, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning, and the very best of luck with getting people fit for February.